One of the we are going to speak today about the. And I really need two shiurim, and I did originally plan to give two shiurim on the topic of Plaga Mincha. Although we have spoken about this in the past, so it seems to become much more of a relevant the olam.
Some of us have to go out.
No one has to go anywhere. there's a lot of questions that come up with the Plaga Mincha and the Plaga Mincha, the Mincha and the Meir of Mitanim that are Plaga Mincha. So we already spent time on this. That's not what I really originally intended. So I'll review it. I believe that some of us are, I need a good Chazara. But with many of the questions that I've been getting is that davening Plaga Mincha and then yeah, and then it's Rosh Chodesh. And then you go home and eat a meal. Say, I'll be off. Nah. I got questions, and they're not, the 9 days started. There, people go Plaga Mincha. Then they asked me, did the 9 days start? But they didn't really start yet because it wasn't night. Yet. They wanted to fill up places. Every woman that the husband davened the Plaga Mincha, and she has to do a Hafsik Tahara. The husband already accepted the next day because he davened Meir. So maybe she can't do a Hafsik Tahara anymore. So the questions go on and on because each one, Avelis, someone davened Plaga Mincha, Rachmana Litzlan, and then they found out and they wanted to, they weren't in the same town as where the Nifta was, so they could have started Avelis right away. Maybe they can't start Avelis right away because they already davened Mincha Meir. So, yard site, someone has yard site and they want to daven the Plaga Mincha Meir, but it's not really, it's not the yard site yet because it's not night. So all these questions are endless. And each one has a different answer. Sukkos, we always talk about Sukkos. That's going to be our main point of reference is looking at Sukkos, sitting in a Sukkos if you daven Ma'ariv early, which we do daven Ma'ariv early. It's not just therefore the shir is not just Plaga Mincha. As you're going to see, the shir is going to depend what is considered in halacha at the end of the day or not. A bris milah, would you perform? You daven Mincha Ma'ariv already. It's one of the cases that Shalach Chacham has a tshuva where the father davened Mincha Ma'ariv, and then they want, and then they is that day number, and then the baby's born. Davened Plaga Mincha, but maybe it's not day number one because he davened Ma'ariv already. So maybe the eighth day would be that's a shaila that our Litzion has and Shalach Chacham has. So you could see it's endless. So what we're going to do is I'll try to do the best. Really, again, there's a lot of material here. Just last night I decided let me just cut it down. I don't know if anyone could bear with me for two shurim on this. We'll see. But let's begin at least so we should know those that are davening Plaga Mincha, what's the Tachila, the Bedi'eved, and on the same day you walk into the Plaga Mincha minyan late, and they already davened Mincha, and you still want to daven Mincha Ma'ariv with them. All of these are the questions that I think to many of us, Plaga Mincha these days is 3:30. I don't know what it is. 3:22? 3:22. So it's 3:22.
Yeah.
Yeah. From what I'm being told, the Plaga Mincha minions are growing.
Yeah,
No small?
everywhere.
Yeah, it's growing everywhere. I might have to do it one day also this week. You have to know what's the halacha? So let's learn the
mechanism.
Became a cult movie. That's right. It becomes everyone's telling you. So we're going to learn the. I don't know. Right now, people are not. I'm not even on the tandem, and I am being told that they're growing by leaps and bounds.
Remember once at Verizon Center that you could have a late mirror, so. Especially when you're newlywed, you can get out of your house for an hour.
So the Mechaber said, let's just go through the Plaga Mincha halachas very quickly, and then we'll get to all of these questions. We have to get to the inyan of the tefillah first. In B'di'evit, the Mechaber says like this, B'di'evit is fa'al tefillah sarvus in Plaga Mincha l'mal yotza. B'di'evit, the Mechaber also be down in Plaga Mincha ma'ariv, b'yotza b'shas ha'tchak, so the first case is b'di'evet you did. You daven in Plaga Mincha. Maybe you didn't realize it. You definitely yaitza. In case of where you need, in case of need, so one is again where you did it. Tavi says the shas hatchak. Says the Ramal the didam and dina seilu shenegos fal arvitz the Plaga Mincha. Yes, they did daven Meir Berlu. Daven in Plaga Mincha. Ain't well is fal. You can't daven Mincha. Once again, in his Mekaymus, that's all we see, that's all we're going to spend a few minutes on, is that if this is the norm, so then for sure that's even a lechachila, because that's what the Ramah is telling you. You can't daven mincha then, because you daven meir, your meir is plaga mincha and on. Once again, if it's a b'di'evit, you are yoytzes. Im ispal mincha d'alayla. The Ramah, where the Ramah is, in his communities, they daven meir from plag. When are you supposed to daven mincha? Or if b'di'evit, you daven mincha until night, you're yoytzes. So the mechaber against makom was they daven meir of after. So that mincha is from plagging on. The Ramah, they daven in Ma'ariv already from plag. So you must daven mincha from before. The Mechaber, not the Ramah, are both not talking about the same day. They're talking about, you can't flip-flop. You can't one day do like the Rashidus from Yehuda, which is plag and mincha is the cutoff, and one day do like the Chachamim. They're not talking about the same day, and that's clearly the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the Mechaber, that on the same day, you would, or if you can't, not even the same day for sure or not, but even flip-flopping, one day plag and mincha works for me, one day it doesn't work for me, definitely the Mechaber is not talking, that would be the effort. It's definitely not a lechatchila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, number two, Ratzel Loimer, after Dr. Thomas Palman Chacha Plag, even though you normally daven in Chacha Plag, you could daven in Zmana in that time. However, ain lahakel rakim al kapana ba'isayam is plag mincha kai plag. The Mishabur clearly tells you that day you had to have daven mincha before plag. In b'yisayam gufa, if on that day you daven mincha after plag, it's also to daven ma'ariv kai de malayla. Then it's a tied to the sasi ba'isayam gufa. So on the same day, clearly you can't hold of both shittas. You can't hold of the shittas from Yehuda and the Chachamim. So if you come late to the plag mincha and you're already davening mincha after plag. On that day, you're not allowed to daven ma'ariv. Now, we have to understand the Mishnah Berurah. At the beginning, it would appear there's a stira in the Mishnah Berurahs. Took a lot of time to try to figure out why it's not a stira. The Olam will tell me how you would learn the Mishnah Berurah as a Shaar HaTzion. Let's see if you come to the same conclusion that I did. It says the Mishnah Berurah like this. Let's say the tzibur daven mincha. And if kushiyal chalubesam, if they go home, you're not getting them again. No one's coming back to shul again. But tzulas ha'erev, the yisbatel, and then you're going to be mabatel. Tzulas ha'tzibul gamri, kilu achrayinim, achrayinim armekel, shemuta lispal arvis, you could have in ma'ariv next to mincha. So clearly the Mishnah Berurah is ending off that if it's going to be a bitol tfil of the tzibur, then on the same day, it's talking about the same day, you could have in mincha after plag, and ma'ariv before shkiyah. But just use those two not. So on the same day, it seems, I would assume, you just have to read the words, that if it's on the same day, if you're not going to have a minion, or the minion is going to be bato, so then you would be on the same day allowed to do both. So let's go to there's three Mishnah Berurahs over here, and then there's a Shaar HaTzion.
We're not in Mishnah Berurahs, not talking about minhag right before plag and ma'ariv, right?
But he said, he's continuing what he just said. He just said, he's continuing what he just said. On that day, you daven mincha after plag. Aser, it's aser. When is it aser? That's yechidi. Abu tzibur spal mincha. We're going to see. It seems to be a steer, but this Mishnah Berurah clearly. I did look. They all say that this is what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. Although it seems to be a steer. It's what he writes later. So let's see. By the next Mishnah Berurah says, Ratzon loyim api will be yom acher. Mishnah Berurah holds that you can't flip flop. Afi will be yom acher lo yispal mincha after plag. Kiven the tamid, you always. Even on today, I'm going to do it after it says. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you cannot do one day plag, is that your zman? And the next day, no. So let's say this week, one day it works for me, plag. Can't do that because I know I always daven mincha after plag. If I always daven mincha after plag, I can't flip flop back and forth. That's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah, unless it's a shas hadchak. What's a shas hadchak? So let's see next Mishnah Berurah. What's the liner? Even shu shas v'adchak. What do I lechatchila? Oh, now lechatchila is bal mincha b'shash shenayik adayot. Although yesterday, for me, I felt the other sheet. B'shash shenayik adayot bal mincha. Like the Sapi already wrote. Yishle lezar. Shle lezbal osmayr. that day, b'shas hadchak again, b'shas hadchak on the day that I did change, so I have to make sure that I cannot daven ma'ariv until after tzeis. Look how he ends all. Imloy, unless it's a tzibur, be a tzarek, l'kavdim tzeinis, everyone's going to go home. I'm not going to have a minion. So once again, if you're not going to have a minion, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that you could daven on the same day, mincha and ma'ariv, between plag and shkia. Let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. I would assume the Olam is going to tell me what's going on. The Mishnah Berurah is a stira. Look at number three. In the Shire Tien, Reish Lamed Hei. It says like this, you're not going to have a minion. Daven early. Daven before Shkia. Venera, look what he ends off. How do you learn this? Davken b'zehayayin l'yisfal minchachar plak. On that day, he did not daven minchachar. In other words, Mishnah Berurah clearly holds that if it's two separate days, and you're not going to have a minion, so let's say someone's flying. That's always the question everybody asks me. So on the day you're flying, you're not going to have a minion wherever you land. By the time you're landing, there's no minion anymore. Says the Mishnah Berurah, on that day, although you're not allowed to flip-flop, but that's called the Shas Hadchak. That's called the Bidiyavad. I'm not going to have a minion later on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you would be allowed to daven on that day, mincha, before plak, and ma'ariv after plak. That's what he clearly says. Didn't he just say before that if you're not going to have a minion on the same day, you could do it even between shkia, between plag and shkia? He just said, Imlot, if you're not going to have a tzibur, and there's going to be a bittul tzilas tzibur, you're allowed to daven on the same day between the zman of plag and the zman of shkia. You could do both in that zman. So it seems to be a stira. No? I don't see the stira. But he just said before, you're not going to have a minion. That's called Shas Hadchak. The Teretz is, to me, this is the Teretz. This is not, the Mishnah Berurah definitely is not going to, he's not, it's a Reish Lamed Gimel, Reish Lamed Hei. It can't be that he's forgetting what he wrote. He's not even forgetting. The Ramah himself said this. Teretz is that there's a difference. One is me, and one is a Tzibur. In other words, if the whole Tzibur is not going to come back together again, you could do Mincha and Ma'ariv, and that's Ma. But if it's just me, I'm the only one that's not going to have a ma'ariv. You can't do it on the same day. So again, if it's a tzibur, you get everybody together in the shul, and then you're not getting everybody back together. You mevatel the whole tzibur from davening later on, because everybody's going to go home. So then it's a whole tzibur, even on the same day. You can do both in the zman between plag and shkia. If it's, look at your medayik, the words in Mishnah Berurah, it's talking about me. Then ain loy, I don't have 10 to daven with later on, and achilas bala tzibur mibal yoyim, the nira dafki mizay yoyim, me, lo yisbal mencha. But if the whole tzibur is not coming together again, that's called the shas adchak. The Mishnah Berurah says you could do that between plag and nair. Everybody
in my terrace. How you get it? I have a weird question.
Yeah.
In order to get a tzibur, you need 10 people in the same boat as you. So how do you get to the 10?
No, there's 10, and I'm number 11. I'm going to go home. I can even dive them out.
They are going to get together later.
They're going to get together. I'm going away. I'm flying somewhere.
Why are they different? They didn't have a place to stop.
They have a minute. They want to come back. They'll
come back, yeah.
And you're saying, oh, guys, don't come back. It's not matter to me.
But you have to go through.
Right, you want to see it. To me, that seems to be the parrots, because if not, it's here in the Mishnah Berurah. So, just stopping right here, to flip flop, you're not allowed. If there's going to be a problem because it's convenient for me, you can't do that. If you're not going to have a minion later on, then on one day you want to daven mincha before plav and ma'ariv after, you could do that because you're flying somewhere. You're not going to have a minion later on. I think when you gave the shir, we also spoke about that even if you might have a minion later on, but we learned the halacha that you shouldn't be traveling without first davening first, because you don't know what's going to happen later on. So that even if maybe I'm going to land and maybe I'll be able to get a minion, but we did learn in the halacha that you should not travel without first davening. So even that to me would be called a shas hadchak. If you walk in late to the plag mincha on the same day, no, you'll not. Everyone says, when they're up to Shemayin Esrei davening ma'ariv, you're going to do your mincha. And you'll daven miyachidus, your ma'ariv later on. So on the same day, you cannot do both. Meaning, you can't do mincha ma'ariv. You walk into the minyan late, and it's already after 3:22. You can't say, oh, but I'm not going to have a minyan later on. You're not allowed to do that. Because then you did both on the same day.
And what are you supposed to do?
You'll daven miyachidus later on.
So it's saying is that it's Seber could have a kaf of besasur.
Excellent, very good. That's what I'm saying. Not me. That's Mishnah Berurah saying. I'm just see that. That's what he's saying.
Clearly, an individual can never have a kaf.
Very good. Tati cannot have a kaf of besasur. Comes the chidah in number four says he brings the meiri and he says in a not he doesn't I don't want to say disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. But the Meiri seems to say, "Lechatchili, you are allowed to flip flop." Look at the number four. Meiri says, "Azoi, Arava Meiri, b'yoyim zel l'shaynei, b'yoyim echareim relat baal min chamar, alki yoyim liyoyim, ein lachish klal, the ein kam yishem tarati disavsi." So, l'fi the chida, quoting the Meiri, you can go from one day to the next and flip flop. Lechatchili, that's what he says. So you could rely, in case of need anyway, I think many of us, it may be, sometimes it's negay, because you don't know what you're going to be. You have a wedding, a lot of weddings. You have a wedding tonight, and then I don't like to daven by weddings. I just find that davening married by weddings is so it's just you're not davening in a shul. A shul always surpasses all other minyanim. So let's say tonight I have a wedding, and I don't know what time I don't like to daven by wedding. If I would have this Shiloh, I can do the plaque today. Also, I have the Meiri. The Meiri holds that although yesterday I didn't have this, he holds on Lechatchila. I just read you the words. Lechatchila, you're allowed. He brings a whole raya from Shnei Shvilim, fine. Interesting, there's a Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim says, I want to just show you this. I don't know why, but I understand a little bit why, but look at the next print. The Isha, a woman, ain't medakna, we're not medaktik, shloi lasas tarti disarsi. If they want to do tarti disarsi, they could. Kiva, the truth, they're so busy with taking care of the house. Kashav l'di day, from them, it's a shas hatchak. It's shas hatchak. Chayolas pal, mincha v'arbis, v'yachar achar plag. He's assuming the women are davening married. So the Benish, and he brings down this is the Benish Chai. Benish Chai says that if a woman wants to daven mincha married between Shkia and Plag and do both, but not makbir with tarti disasri, for them it's a shas hatchak. You see that he holds, what do you see? He doesn't learn like me. Because he's talking about, again, a woman doesn't have to daven in a minyan, but he's telling you on the same day that a yachid can do a tarti disasri. So he seems to say, that even a yachid would be, not like my pshat over here, that if you're going to be a vatal the tzibur, there's no tzibur coming together. But even a yachid seems in certain cases that he's comparing an isha to a shas hatchak. So he must hold that a shas hatchak, you're allowed to do it. Again, I really didn't have a chance. I should have looked up what he writes, because he says, kedin anisko lakama nisi beis. I have to see what he writes in nisi beis. I don't know why I didn't look there, but it just appears from the way he's writing it over here. There is a Shari Tshuva quotes the Arizal also in number five that the Arizal wanted to have all his three tefillos during the day. He wanted all tefillos during the day. Now, the only way you could do that is if you daven everything. I'm going to read you his words. I cut out half of the Shari Tshuva, but number five, they write from the Arizal in the topic of Gimel Mishmarshti. All tefillos have to be Karav Yaisel Yoyim. They should be more in the day, be more than at night. You call Hagimel Tfilas Tri Chalias Biyan. You'll need Tfilas during the day. And later on, you read Kriyashma after Tzeis. So that means Arizal Daven Meir before Tzeis. And he brings the Zayah. The Imkain Eichai Oysa. It's a Tarti Kula Disasri Adagi. He's asking an Arizal, you have a Tarti Disasri. Because we know that the Arizal Daven Mincha late in the day. Because he wanted to do, like the Gemara Bracha says, Im Dim Dumei Chava. So he's Daven Mincha Meir. And that's the question the Shari Tshuva is asking. Arizal davened all three tefillos during the day, but the last two are definitely a tarti disaster. Tzaruch loymar, he relies on Rabbeinu Tam, by tefillah umeikel, and he read Kriyashma later on. And therefore he says, kemenig harav, l'spal arvis nebayv yayin, you could do it, daven ma'ariv early, you come up to Shabbos, you run into problems then. Ma'ach until Shabbos, because you want to add chol on kodesh. That's where we're heading into now. If you daven ma'ariv early, so now you're bringing in the next day. You're taking away from Shabbos. So if you wanted to daven plag hamincha on Shabbos afternoon, he's telling you you can't do that. Because if you do that, you're taking away from Shabbos. Fine. So we do see from they bring a raya from the Shari Tshuva that the Arizal himself daven bizman tarti disasri. What's the tarti? He davened before tzeis. So he did two in that zman. Although to me, again, then we'd have to have a separate shiur. How do we look at the zman of shkia till tzeis? And maybe each moment is a suffix. So who said it's such a tarti disarsi? We're not going into that today, but just they do bring a raya from the Shari Tshuva that you're allowed to be makel by tefillah, even though if it's a tarti disarsi, and even maybe on the same day, once again, does not seem to be, Mishnah Berurah definitely does not hold like that, what he says in his venera. let's now head into, so we daven plaga mincha, and we see here that if we need to, we could. On the same day, we can't do both, but if we need to, because we're not going to have a minyan later on, you're allowed to. If there's another tzairich, we're allowed to. So what would, now that we daven mincha, plaga mincha, what is it the next day or not? In halacha now, do we look at this? You're going to go home, you're going to eat supper. So you eat, Rosh Chodesh is next Sunday. You're going to daven plaga mincha. We'll make another kmina because Shabbos is not daven plaga mincha. The following week, following month, you daven plaga mincha, and now you come home and eat supper. We can say, I'll be over. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Just because you daven ma'ariv, does that mean that's Rosh Chodesh? You're allowed to daven ma'ariv because the shita's from Yudah. You have to read over Kriya Shema because it's not night. So are you yaitze or you're not? Someone has yartze. Could they daven plaga mincha or not? So let's start with this source in halacha, which is Hilchos Sukkah, which we every year mention. We're going to see Machlokes Magen Avraham in the Paz, and from there we'll head into all of these shailos. Says the Mechaber like this: from Chutzlar to eat in the Sukkah Balaylu, Uviyayim, and Shmini Atzeres. We have to eat in the Sukkah because it's a Safik. Shvi, Meim Avarch, and we don't make a bracha. Mekach Shemayim, and we say Zman, and then we go into the Zman and we say Shachian. Comes the Taz and says like this. He's going into the Ramah. In the other place, it's a huge taz, one of the bigger taz in Halacha. But we're just going to get to this one line. Taz is like this. If you're Maisif Mechal Al-Hadish, if you're adding on, in other words, if I go ahead and daven on Simchas, on Shmini Atzeres, I daven Ma'ariv early, which is what we do. We daven Ma'ariv early. You're doing Al Pi Sibui Taras, and you can do what the Torah tells you, you're allowed to add. The previous day is gone. Mashiach or whatever it is, Kaidim Zeh. And now it's Mamish tomorrow. Umachar Mamish. Once you daven Ma'ariv, says the Taz, the next day. According to the Taz, you have to sit in your sukkah. What are I going to sit in my sukkah? I don't have to. So for us, it was Shemini Atzeres leading in to, it was Hashana Rabbah leading into Shemini Atzeres. Is it any problem with sitting in a sukkah and not making a bracha? It's not a problem because once we daven Ma'ariv, it's the next day. On the next day, you don't make a bracha when you sit in the sukkah. All the achrayim argue on this, says the Mishnah Berurah. The scheme of achrayim, he doesn't bring that in the Taz. We'll see in a minute. They left, you're not allowed to eat. Because if you eat, it's still the previous day. And if even though you daven Ma'ariv, and if it's the previous day, you should be making a leisha basukkah because it's still sukkah. You don't have a right to eat in the sukkah without a leisha basukkah, says the Mishnah Magen Avraham. You're not allowed to eat until it's dark. B'diavad, okay, you washed your hands and you made a mitzi. So now you can't make a leisha basukkah because you already daven. Really, the paisim hold previous day. But now, if accidentally you went home and you looked at your clock and you see, oh no, it really is not, it's not tzeisa kachavim yet, you don't make a leisha basukkah. Look, Zuk the Sharetzi, number 9. He brings out every paisik here. Mashal the Bach, Lushal Yerav, Chamayish Nashal, looked up some of them. Not like the Taz. We don't know. The Taz again holds. It's the next day. You want to sit in the sukkah? Go sit in the sukkah. You don't need a bracha. According to them, you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah. You achrayim kulam, says the Shariti and Enzor. All the achrayim from the Eli Rabin on, yifliu. They all don't understand the Taz. And they all have questions on him. I don't even bring down his sheet at all, says the Mishnah Berurah. That according, the Taz again holds when you daven ma'ariv, you automatically bring in the next day. And everyone else argues on him. You don't bring in the next day. Okay, if you don't bring in the next day, so then it's really the previous day. So are you going to say Yad Yavai? Can double down for the Amid? The Bris Mila? Avelis? All these questions now, if I would ask all of you, what's a woman? Hefsik Tara. You daven Mincha Ma'ariv. You plaga Mincha. And now you come home and your wife tells you she still needs to make Hefsik Tara. Although you daven Mincha Ma'ariv. According to the Taz, it's the next day already. It's too late. Well, we're going to see. We're going to see now. We're going to hook us here there, Nida. If the wife follows the husband or not.
Normally said also earlier, a woman's allowed
to. We're going to see if the woman daven ma'ariv already. Let's say the woman daven ma'ariv, because that's going to be the shot.
Why would the baby follow?
Well, very good. So that's what we're just saying is that the B'Tzal HaChachma says that. So then the baby doesn't daven ma'ariv, so we'll just follow the baby. Right, that's what he says. We'll see. We're going to get to that.
What's the happening? How does the Taz say that you're changing the Metzius? I understand like the most of Mitzvah L'Ofeidah, I can be do place for Shabbos, I can make Brian. Here by Sukkot, I'm trying to make Sukkot and Sukkot. How do I do that? and see us. I can't do that.
But that's what he's saying. Once the Rabbanan gave you the kayach to be ma'isif, so I could be ma'isif on an ordinary day too.
Not be ma'isif, I'm taking away from a one day and I'm putting it on the next.
Right, so the whole that the ma'ariv is showing that I'm, and you can make the day into the next, the day's over. He's saying, are you talking about His main point is his sukkah is over. That's what he's telling me. Very good. That's what we're going to get to. That's what we have to see. But Moshe has a tune with Shaifer, because they also, they don't plug him in, and they want to roll Shaifer. We'll see. Very good. I have to go in order. So now what we're going to do is like this. We have a number of questions here. As some of you mentioned, if the husband davened mincha ma'ariv early, what does that do with his wife? Unless his wife davened ma'ariv. If his wife davened ma'ariv, I understand. But is the wife nigra after the husband? And that's what we're going to see right now. That is the mechaber. I'll read it slowly with you because it's very nagei halacha l'maaseh today with all these, everyone's davening plag. And they get phone calls from their wives and they're telling me, my husband already davened ma'ariv. Can I still do a hafsik? So if we get it, we have to read this slowly. And if we read it slowly, it's going to be a little bit confusing how to read the words here. But let's do it together. Ramah says like this: V'yeshayim in his father called Arvis. Let's say the kehila daven ma'ariv b'dayan gadol. So he's talking about that there's a kehila here today in New York. There's so many minyanim and everybody davens every day in a different minyan. So now in a chenami, the mechaber holds if the kehila davened early, she can't do bedik anymore. And it's how like a little shlubay anymore. She can't start. She daven ma'ariv. Ma'ariv makes the day over. Mamash like the taz. It's over. In tzibur daven, they're already ma'ariv. Where is it, Nigeria? You're in the summer, in a bungalow colony, and they made early Shabbos. And now the men come home, and the wife wants to do a hafsik tahara. So the mechaber is telling you, that's a kehila, because we already discussed having two minyanim in a bungalow colony. Let's say there's only one. And the davening, or a camp. So the women in the camp, following they're a kehila. They daven ma'ariv early. And then they still want to do a hafsik. So you clearly see the mechaber holds, you can't. Then he writes, Yesha. Just how the words are, I told you before, it's a little confusing. Yesha, I remember there are those that say, no, the mutter. If you also call Shabbos. Oh, there are some that, no, you're even by Shabbos. So first he's starting with the weekday. And then there are those that say, no, even if you accept the Shabbos, and Shabbos, we know you could be ma'isif, like we were saying, Shabbos, you could be ma'isif. No. So what's the halacha? What's Ramah's plan halacha? So you come home early Shabbos, and then your wife says she asked it. She didn't do her hafsik. Noyagin lechatchilu lizar. The minig is you should be lechatchilu lizar. But the other ain't lachish. Ain't lachish means that the wife can still do a hafsik, even though the kehila daven ma'ariv. So he's bringing two shittas down here, and he's telling you but the other you can rely on the second shita. Obviously, every case is a b'di'avid then, because if a woman is going to, the woman b'di'avid, she wants to stop. She doesn't want to wait another day. And also, I had a case of a woman that was her only, she didn't do any b'dik on day number one. And the first, she needs one. On day number one, you need. And she waited till after her husband or she will see, so that's a b'di'avid. Now look what he says. The next words are very confusing. And all the mepharshim try to figure out what he's trying to say. Ramah saying, mitzvah is not shenayagas. Some women are naik shim paska kaid and baruchu, but they stopped seeing dam before baruchu, and then they saw kasa taich meisur also as mafsikin even after baruchu, and the skal samachlara b'di'avid. It's confusing. Let's just stay away from this part of the Ramah. Basically, he's telling the Ramah is clearly telling us that you can rely on the yeshitos that davening ma'ariv doesn't bring in the next day. But did the woman daven ma'ariv or not? That's the question. Maybe we're talking about the woman didn't daven. The kehila daven. She herself didn't daven ma'ariv. But if she herself daven ma'ariv, maybe the halacha is different. Well, we are going. Let's see first the Taz, because it's actually the Yisteril. Top number 11. The Naigin Lechilizar. He brings down the Marshal, which is that's so ironic. This, we have the Taz and the Marshal argue, if you recall, when it comes to Sukkot. Here, the Taz himself brings down the Marshal, and he brings even the Nashim Shalanu, being that our women, Maschilin Limlaisim Yaim Vav, we're not doing, the Zion and Kiyan by us is only at Midrabanan. So you have to wait 5 days. Wait your 5 days, you start day six. Really, you don't need to. Shita, Shichayla Limlaisafil Achat Filosaris. Isn't that ironic? This same Taz is telling me that there's a Marshal, he's quoting the Marshal, and he says, Yadavin Mayriv, oh, you can still do a hefsi. The Taz himself in Hilchos Sukkah says that Yadavin Mayriv, the day's over. And here he's telling you that you could have, he brings the Marshal.
Because here, it's a din in Tumah. Tumah's Harav Shemesh. It has nothing to do with when Yadavin Mayriv is.
Harav Shemesh is the din of it, when that's the last day. It's not
on the later day. You can't go early. She needs Harav Shemesh. It's a din in Tumah.
What does it have to do with when she would do a hefsi tar? Harav Shemesh is when I got to know what's day number one. She has to do a Hasitar, and she starts day number one.
She needs
Zion and Kiyam. Go on and mikvah on a day on the, she needs sunset. That we know is a Gemara.
Not on the first day for the Hasitar, you don't need sunset
it's next day, actually. I can't call it a day. I already accepted it. I accepted it the next day. Comes along the Shach. So again, the Taz is a separate lecture here. How you learn the Taz? Pashat Shad, he's telling you that here I agree because really it's so this whole din of the Zion and Kiyam is so removed. It's not even based on the Torah. It's so far removed from the Daraisa. I'll agree that even though you daven Ma'ariv, let's go to the Shach. Now the Shach does bring down many sheetahs over here. And he said, let's see number how he begins. Even though the Kiel accepted Shabbos, why? What does that do with Nida? Nida is day and night. It's 24 hours. Day and night. 24 hours just means, however, we have Shazmanias. It's 12 and 12. And he brings down the Gemara in Ksubis. And then he gets into also, Sfiras Ayiner. We're going to see. We'll see. If you daven Ma'ariv early, you did plag, can you still say Sfir from the previous day? Very important, Shiloh. You didn't. You died plot. Oh no, I didn't do Sphira last night. If it's the previous day and the Meyer does it, so why can't I just do Sphira? See, he also brings down the Sphira and he says, well, it's not night, meaning Shach Paskins, right here. You see, that you could have died and plug him in himself. You could steal the Sphira from the previous night. He doesn't say why yet. Even Arab Shabbos, you died and Mincha Meyer, you could still do Sphira from the previous night. He brings a ride from eating matzah, Pesach and Sukkah. He brings the auger and the maril. Let's just read the bold part of it. Mashem Midvarav, it seems from the auger. And Mikol Halin writes, the Afal P.I. underlined it. Even if she davened Ma'ariv, and she made Shabbos. She lit candles already. Oh, no, I lit candles. And that could be very possible, very common. Woman lights candles. According to these shittas, she could still do a hefsek tahor. Even though she lived, not Sam Meyer, she was Makabel Shabbos. And then he brings out one. Where else does he get this from? One of the Gedolim that I brought in the Truma Sadesh. I'm going to learn the Truma Sadesh in a minute. Even she, let's just finish off how he learns the Ramah. Even if they made Shabbos, and the Gavhi, and she also made Shabbos, still she can do a Hefsek Tahor. Then he brings all the Paisim that this, then he says, but the other Paisim don't hold like that. If she, the cause of the rab and spali avris ain't mahakos. So the shach brings down a machlekes regarding this. If she herself daven ma'ariv or not, la halacha again. It seems from the shach he's relying on the auger and he's explaining and he's learning the pshat in the ramah. The ramah is telling you that you could be mekel afilu asa keila shabbos, and also if she davens ma'ariv, it seems that there's room to be lenient that she can still do a hefsek tahor even though she daven ma'ariv. So it doesn't bring in the next day. Fits it with our mashal, which is what the Taz brought down. I looked at, so what did I do? I had to see the Truma Sadeshin because they're all quoting the Truma Sadeshin. And he brings the one of these Gedolim that say exact with the Bris Mila, very Nageo, although we already have answered maybe the din of Hefsek Tahor, But a very, very negev to a bris milah. Let's read the Trumas Hadeshin, because I do need this for Shiloh with a husband to daven an early matin tamar, plagament, and then the baby's born. Or in a case of where they're able to, if you counted, yeah, when a baby gets better, you count the 20, you count 7 days or 24 hours, and it ends up that it was late in the day after the plaga mincha ma'ariv, nidab plaga mincha. So the Trumas Hadeshin says like this. They bring a raya from bris milah. Look at the question. The son was born samach l'chashecha. You don't go after Meir. Clearly, you see that Meir doesn't change. What's considered day the baby's born samach l'chashecha? If it's samach l'chashecha, that's considered day number one. What's the eighth day? B'hasam nami atam. You should delay being an eli tuma shoyan. So now let's see why. So again, bris milah, he tells you that even though you daven ma'ariv, it's and now the baby's born, you did a plaga mincha, baby. So let's say 3:20, baby's born today, 4:30, before shkia. Is today day number one to start counting 8 days of bris milah? Says the Trumas that one of the gedolim. Then he brings down, and this is very nagia today. I had this question last year because I was dealing with a get. And it came out that they daven chamayiv already, and they still wanted to give a get on that day. They daven plaga mincha, mamish the case, and then they we're not allowed to give a get at night, although really you are allowed to. But lahalacha we pass in our letter. Comes a Trumas Hadeshin, and he brings a raya from get. On them echa magdalim doel shiri isim imenu she pasul as a get. He passes a get in this case. We daven chamayiv early. The linya mila when it comes to mila hasafik noil it came in a shemayim. It's not me. It wasn't up to me. The baby's born. What am I supposed to do? It's a strange svara. Tell me what you think the svara is. There was nothing I could do. Baby's born today at 4:30. What is this supposed to do? The ain't shaykh loimer kan hoyel vaso light. You can't say the svara because I daven mincha ma'ariv early. Shuvein lasis yain. Can't make a day anymore. The true trikulav diva. I'm not making a day. Mina shemayim. It's shemayim they gave the baby today. So what? What does that mean? So the baby, I made it the next day already. So what difference does it make because it's mina shemayim? And get, because I said to you before, someone daven mincha ma'ariv early, and then someone passed away, and there's no kavura, they're not going to be by the kavura anyway, so they can start right away. The hefsek tara, all of those rayas are all bidei avel. They were all up to me. The woman should have done it before ma'ariv. The woman should have gone ahead and the get, they should have done the get earlier on. The avelis, yeah, they shouldn't have daven ma'ariv early. I don't know how he sticks an avelis over it. So he's telling you where it's me, why did I have my early? But if you have no idea when the baby's born, it's off to Shamayim. So there was nothing I could do. The baby was born then. I don't know what the svar is. The svar is it's my fault.
You're not controlling any.
So what? I daven ma'ariv. It's my next day. So you mean to say that I can't change what Hashem wanted? Hashem wanted the baby to be born today? Because it wasn't up to me. The baby's born whenever Hashem wants it. I daven mincha ma'ariv early. But this is what Hashem wanted. All the other ones was up to me. That's what I'm saying. So you talk, say, but he's not saying. He's saying a very svara that whether it's
saying it, you can't say the hoyel be a son. That's the word. Since I was not, there's no hoyel versoy. So that the whole reason that it becomes night for me is because of hoyel versoy. Over here, you can't say hoyel versoy because it wasn't.
Yeah, but I did daven ma'ariv. At the end of the day, I daven ma'ariv. So what? So Menashem, I couldn't do anything about the baby. I wasn't even supposed to do.
I can't control what you meant. I can't say Rahayel Vasoy on something that I had no hand in.
What's the logic behind that? To me, I already accepted. For me, it's already tomorrow. So Hashem made the baby born out. So I'm meaning to say I'm going back against what Hashem wanted. Ikur night is later on, and the baby's really born Menashemayim on this day, and my can't change what Shemayim's. Meaning to say that Min HaShemayim, it's not really night.
Oh, for you change, but not for the baby.
Why not? No, he doesn't say that. He's not saying for the baby. He's saying it's not up to me. The Bitzal HaChachma says that you look at the baby. He doesn't say that.
Because you can do it for yourself. That's it.
But he's saying but he's not saying, he should have said clearly that the baby is it's his own entity. He doesn't say that. He's saying that, the Lashon again is, so what? So it means Minashamayim, it's really day? So in Shemayim today, now it's really daytime. That seems to me what he's saying. I can go in for myself and change it, but I can't do something. So he means to say that Minas Shemayim, it's really day.
It has to be, because otherwise everyone has to daven Ma'ariv early.
Very good. So the fact that I daven Ma'ariv early can change all the halachas that I have to do, but I can't change Shemayim because it's really day. So it's really day. So that seems to be what he's saying. Okay, so now let's go to this is I didn't pay too much attention to this myself until I prepared this year, and now I realize that it's a whole shir on its own. Comes Yom Kippur, and I always tell the Olam there's a mitzvah Taisis Yom Kippurim. Taisis Yom Kippurim means we stop, and that's why we start 20 minutes before whenever Lach mention is we stop. If that's the Olam comes to shul and we say Tzil Zakai, good. If you walk into shul and you say, you know what, I want to add on to Yom Kippur. We stop eating. Oh, you added on to Yom Kippur, you're Mekabel and Yom Kippur. How do you have a right to make a bracha on Talos? You already accepted it. I never myself paid too much attention to the Shiloh until I prepared this year. And I realized that this Arul Tzion and the other Paiskim go to town with this. They say no one paying attention to this. If the halach is, I already was at, it's already Yom Kippur, it's already Lila. Oh, so we're back to our Shaila of Sukkah. And what do we see by Sukkah? You're not allowed to eat. Okay, so you're not allowed to put on a talus because it's night. You can only put on a talus if it's day. We don't wear talus at night. Once we're wearing the talus, we wear it at night too. So
you have to do the kabbal after the.
So you would have to make sure to put, right, we'll see right now. You're going to have to make sure to put on your talus after.
Someone has an emergency, comes late, they can't make a bracha on their talus.
Right. I don't know what late. Yeah, if it's after the Zman, yes. So let's see. That's the next halacha. Look at number 14. So he says like this. Right? Is that what we're up to? Yeah, we finished the Shema Sedashen. So he says like this. Therefore, he does, I just want to show you the end of the Shema Sedashen holds. Have six tires up to us. You have to do it before Ma'ariv. But the halacha, the Ramah brought the other sheet. Look at number 14. Acher tefillas ha'arav b'safo pisha da'an yoimu ein levar. He's talking about tzitzis. We learned tzitzis. You cannot, even though, so again, you daven ma'ariv, still day, you want to wear a talus, you don't make a bracha. Clearly, you see that in this halacha, it's the next day. If you daven plaga mincha early, you did your mincha ma'ariv, and whatever reason, you didn't have a talus with you, and now you want to wear a talus and wear it after ma'ariv, the chaver says you're not allowed. Seems to be, once again, we're chayshish that it's the next day. For bracha, for sure, it's the next day. By sukkah, you're not allowed to eat because you can't make a leish of a sukkah. Here, you know where? Look what he writes: Levelel Yom Kippurim. Clearly, put on the talis ba'ayid yoyim. The yivarech alav. It has to be ba'ayid yoyim. 15. The yesh. So that's talis. Now let's put tefillin. Same halacha. Yesh mishaymer. You daven early ma'ariv ba'ayid yoyim, and you don't have tefillin today. Someone brings you tefillin after your plag haminso ma'ariv. You'll see, I went to everywhere in Shulchan. I tried. I spent a lot of time on just trying to get every time with this halacha because plaga mincha became so common. I'm not afraid of these shilas because I assume you're wearing tefillin, but just wanted to show you to develop a mahalach here in the halacha, trying to put together all the different places. There is a mechaber when you daven ma'ariv and you didn't wear tefillin, you can't wear tefillin. Because what does ma'ariv do? It brings in the next day that we can see over there. Now the Magen Avraham. But Avram says, what about if the Kehila daven Ma'ariv, but you didn't daven Ma'ariv? Oh, now we could start bringing a raya from Hepsik Ta'arav, where the woman didn't do the, she didn't daven Ma'ariv. Says the, it fits in. Look at the Magen Avram. Avalim hula yisbal, afal pishat tzibur, his tzibur daven Ma'ariv, he could stay with tefillin. But tefillin belayla, it's only in Darabana. Seems to be going with that svar like the Taz, that it's midrabana, and you could still definitely wear tefillin with the bracha. So if for whatever reason, there's a day that someone didn't wear tefillin yet, and they daven ma'ariv early. So Magen Avraham holds, as long as you didn't daven ma'ariv, comes along the Machzor Shekel. He says that svar also. Machzor Shekel, the island will know. They told on Friday night, we have to have a shir on Gilgulim, but how it works. But the Machzor Shekel, they say, has a shaykhis to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham wrote very, very brief, very hard. You can't learn the Magen Avraham without Machzor Shekel. So those that say that the Magen Avraham had to come back as the Machzor Shekel, whatever that means, and he had to write the Sefer Machzor Shekel to explain what he meant in the Sefer Magen Avraham. Whatever it is, without the Machzor Shekel, you can't understand the Magen Avraham. So the Machzor Shekel himself brings down get, can't give a get at night. Afilu ki agav mishakol espalu arviz v'adayin yoimu, nikol mokoyim, Can't give a get at night. Why not? Like he says, ain't Tom Barrow. Just because the Kehila daven Mincha Marv early, why can't it still day? And then he goes on, Machzah Shekel's explaining, really it should be like Hefsik Taharo. Ulam by getting a machmir because of Eishesish. So really, ain't a chanam. Or we have a chumra by get. So in this case, my shiloh then was that they did daven Mincha Marv early. Seems to be that even though, again, the Magen Avraham says, Avalim hu lo yispal arvis, afal pisha tibur, it's by tefillin. What about by, then he says, look at Evan Ezer. It's an Evan Ezer, it's mashma, that even though he didn't daven Marv yet, but if the key was daven Marv, he can't give a get. So we see there's a lot of different opinions over here. And what we're going to have to see, we're going to have to continue with this, because we're going to see chidushim over here, comes to the 9 days, comes to other halachas. We can already develop, I think most of us can develop a mahalach over here, that once you daven ma'ariv, you're running into problems of the next day. But do I say yalvi yalvi or not? Because we see it's a suffix. So it seems we're always going to go l'chumra, except for hefsik tahara. Hefsik tahara is the only place that right now we see that we are going to say that the woman can still do a hefsik, even if she did daven ma'ariv.
Said the baby, no?
And the baby also. But what about all these other questions that arise? Whether it's going to be a yard site. The biggest question that the Olam asked me is they want to daven Plaga Mincha, have a yard site. So let's say, for example, David wants to daven Mincha Ma'ariv today.
It's not the way around, not a problem.
No, it is a problem. Because if you daven, you're bringing in the next day, maybe you should still be staying cottage by Ma'ariv. That's what they say. If you would daven early today, and that's why even if you would daven at the Shkia Minyan, daven Ma'ariv early, maybe you should be staying cottage still, because it's not night and it's still the yard site. Don't down Marsh get
it.
Or you could just say, right. Wait, right. We're going to see Rabbi Breish has a huge shuv about this because he goes through. That's what I want the island to see. You'll see how the Paiskim today, those that's very few of them do, but the ones that speak about it, take everything that we learned over here and try to talk about the yard site. Rabbi Breish has a long shuv. It's a beautiful shuv. He takes the Mashal, he takes the Taz, he takes what we're discussing over here. To tell you what the island should do. So, Amir Tashem, we'll have to continue.
Continue.